Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. Maybe this will be a first weekend without some snow. Let's pray.
No kidding, man. How nice. I can just feel maybe spring is in the air. Maybe I'm willing it to myself, but
will it?
It's close. It's close. That's the thing.
We are joined with Dustin Flasick from Golden Oak Lending. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you liking your new mic?
I love the mic. I don't know why you fought it for so long. This is such a great mic.
Because I'm cheap.
Oh, such
I'm
a
cheap.
Great mic. This is a fantastic
mic.
Yeah,
Rick didn't even tell me who ordered them. And I always know when something's coming when the doorbell rings and he dives up. I'm like, oh, God, what did he order?
True story.
Don't even ask anymore. Yeah. I'm just like, okay.
No one's even going to recognize my voice at this point. So crystal clear and
right.
Perfect.
Oh. Yep.
Gosh, don't get him started. He'll add a couple more. But either way, I think we'll have a smart, tech-savvy husband who does all that because I wouldn't know where to begin. But let's talk a little bit about the market. For those who haven't listened recently, if you haven't heard, Rick and I made the move to eXp Realty, a terrific real estate company that is cloud-based, has incredible technology, growing by leaps and bounds, over 200% growth a lot of months. And Dustin, I know we've been educating you on it and how great it is. It's such an exciting time.
Yeah, just talking to Pat and some other people on your team, and they like the freedom of it and just some of the abilities you didn't have before. And it's got to be a great move. I mean, you guys look very excited and
we are
going well.
I said, I think we've accomplished more and real estate in the past like 30 days than we have probably in several years,
right.
You know, as far as this technology we've learned and the networking with amazing agents all over the U.S. Not that we haven't always been around terrific agents, but I'm just saying to be able to talk one-on-one with them every day and classes with people all over the U.S., it's really great masterminding, I guess, is what you would say, which I know you've been in the business for how long now?
Working on 16 years.
Long time. So,
long time.
You know, sometimes when you do it every day, although you know obviously what you're doing and you're very experienced, sometimes it's just like, you know, same old for us because we do it all the time. So it's so nice to surround yourself with people that are also doing great things in other states, because I always say I like to start from the West and the East because it slowly trickles into the Midwest. And learn as much as we can about what's happening in their areas. And it's so interesting hearing housing and how much it's changing in those areas.
Yeah, that is something that I know that from us, it's kind of unique in the mortgage industry because it's the same, but it's not. And it is nice to see what's happening in other markets and how that relates to your market. And just helps you to be more educated with what's going on in the market and what might be coming to you and not there yet.
Right. Tracy went so far west, she went out to by phone. To Hawaii and spoke to some agents in Hawaii. So she really went west.
Alaska.
Yeah. Alaska, really.
Oh, yeah.
And the loans are just so much different there, yeah. Too, because you have such a different need in places like Alaska and Hawaii. It's very unique.
I'm up
place.
To like 2 and 3 every night talking to people
really?
In states all over the U.S.
That's
it's
pretty
amazing.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
And that's what I love about it is the fact that, you know, there's just so much additional knowledge, things that you think you know a lot after, you know, we've been in the business over 20 years. I started in real estate for an agent back in 98. And Rick and I have both been licensed since 2000. And you think you've seen it all, heard it all, and you start talking to others. And it's just so interesting to learn about what's happening and how different their states are. And that's what's great about eXp. There's no franchise restrictions. So Rick and I are really excited. We're going to be growing the real estate radio network all over the U.S. and adding eXp agents in other states and creating segments and shows for them in those states and putting them on our network for people to see and hear about what's happening in other areas, because a lot of people buy investment properties in other states as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's exciting.
So what type of loan programs do you have for people that are going to be looking for that second home, maybe at the Lake of the Ozarks this summer?
We have them all. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with even second homes now. The down payments are a lot less than they used to be. I mean, for a long time, it was almost like an investment where you had to have 20 or 25% down. You can get away with 10%, sometimes even a little bit less, again, depending on where the house is located and what your qualifications are. But, yeah, there's a lot out there. And, yeah, the lake is a very popular place to have a second home. Go down there and spend the weekend.
I can see why.
Yeah. And there's some unique things down there, too. You have, like, the boat slip, the dock slips and things like that that you have to – there's leases on those that you have have to be familiar with too. So there's a little bit extra work you have to do, and so you have to find somebody who's experienced in that and understands what they're doing with that.
Not to mention all the turnkey stuff that goes with it, because you know, when people sell their places down there, they sell the furniture or sometimes the boats and everything with it. So
got to understand how to have that written in.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it makes a difference.
It definitely does. And, you know, talk about some of the different loan programs that are available now. What are you seeing people use the most?
Really, what's the most popular right now, even with it being more of a purchase season now, is still a cash-out refinance. That's what we're seeing the majority. The access to equity is easier than it's been in years. Housing has gone up. Values are at the highest that they've been in a long time. So that's what most people are using. In terms of purchases, though, we're seeing a lot of just your low down payments. You're seeing your a lot of FHA still. I would still say that probably 60 or 70% of what we're qualifying is FHA. And it's just mostly what people are using. You have 3.5% down. That can be gifted to you. We're having even that, family members gifting the money for the down payment. And they're getting into their first home with little to no money out of pocket. So that's mostly what we're seeing.
Plus the loan limits for those have went up.
They're over 300,000 now, which, you know, but realistically, you know, it's even your second home, you almost have to start spending into the 200s and 300s and to necessitate
especially
your family.
Especially in today's market.
It is. You just have to. And to have the bedroom count and the square footage, and it's just at that range now. You have to spend 250, 300,000. And, you know, what better way than only putting 3.5% down on a $300,000 house? I mean, it's great. And the rates are fantastic. I mean, you're talking low four, sometimes even creeping into the threes. So, I mean, you really can get great rate, great program. And for your first or second home with using FHA.
And the good thing on top of that is, you know, we always talk about interest rates and, you know, what we, you know, perceive as what's going to be coming up with the interest rates. But some stuff that I've been reading lately says that from all indicators, it sounds like the Fed is going to leave the interest rates alone and not mess with them.
I think they will. I think you're right.
Yeah.
They, of course, we don't know. And I've talked about this before on the show. But I think as of generally what happens is they get into it, they start raising the rates. As they raise the rates, then the economy starts to tank a little bit, or you have an issue with the market, because helps the economy quite a bit.
Right.
So when you have some issues with that, then they leave it alone, then the market kind of comes to, and then it works itself out. I think they just do need to leave them alone. It's in a good place right now. It's good for everybody right now. Let it go as it's going to go on its own and see what happens.
But
I don't think they'll do anything either. I think they're going to let things stay stagnant for a little bit. Maybe they'll talk about it third quarter maybe, but I think they will let it go for a bit.
From everything I've read, just says that they are going to leave it alone. And isn't it nice when the government stays out of stuff?
It is.
How well things tend to run.
To do that.
Just don't mess with it.
The economy is its own thing, and you don't want to mess with it. I mean, I've been doing this long enough to see the cycles before it was messed with and after, and it did its own thing. It works to how the money needs to be used. If people run into debt, it seems like values kind of go up. People can then pay off that debt, give them a little bit more money each month. Then they might buy a new house by using that extra money that they have each month. And it just it's cyclical, and the rates go up and down depending on how that works. And it just worked that way for year in and year out. And when you mess with it and you force it, then you have some of these issues what we've been dealing with here, and these pops up in the market, and it's not good for housing.
Yeah, I think it's important to let the listeners know that things are going to be stabilized.
Yeah, you know, I think
somewhat.
They will be. Yeah.
So that's one of those things that if you were waiting for the green light to go ahead and, you know, go home shopping, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what you're waiting for. Hey, I don't know if the interest rates are going to go up or down. You know, if they maintain even close to what they are right now, then that's a good rate.
It is a good rate. And I think they will stay in this range from at least through summer. You might have your little pop-ups here and there for an eighth of a point, a quarter of a point. But I think in essence, you're going to be in the lower fours where we've been at for a while.
Traditionally a good rate.
It's a really good rate, yeah.
And let's talk about the importance of the jumbo loan as far as that change in the price increase, because in the past, if someone was going into that price point, they would have to put a larger percentage down. Sometimes you could do 5% on a conventional, but others, they may have had to do 20.
Yeah.
So to be able to purchase at that amount and do 3.5% down is huge, because so many people felt restricted by that loan amount that they were like, God, I just can't get to the next level of house. I'm not making enough money on my current home to be able to put that amount of money down. So that's huge for people that are really wanting to move up to that, you know, a little bit larger home, maybe higher end, and be able to do it with little money out of their pocket.
They still can. I mean, think about it on a conventional standpoint. You can buy over $500,000 house and put 5% down. That's where you're at now. I mean, just 2 years ago, you were buying a $430,000 house with 5% down, and anything above that jumped you to 20%. So, yeah, that's a big deal now. You're buying over $500,000 house. It gets you into that, like you said, maybe it's a little bit more luxury that you want, or maybe it's a little bit larger in the area you want, but you had no access to those $500,000 homes before without putting 20% down. And now there's just more availability out there that wasn't there before. It's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. And I can't stress enough how awesome Dustin is. He's great with all of our clients, does a terrific job. And, you know, we should mention too, as far as home values and prices, like I've been talking a lot with clients for new construction, home prices for new construction, in my opinion, are just through the roof. Like they've escalated so much due to cost, I think, of materials and jobs and salaries increasing and so many things. And land, the value of land has rose so much in the past several years that a lot of the new construction prices are just climbing so high that it's almost not even attainable for people. And I think that's another thing that has slowed the market some, as people are like, I just can't even afford to move to some new construction neighborhoods. So, you know, one of the things Rick and I stress, although building a home is always nice, I still say, and I've always said, you can get so much more for your money in an owner-occupied home because they've vested so much in the basement already and many other things. So being able to do it that way is a huge difference if you buy owner-occupied and get something like we talk all the time about once you drive a car off the lot, it loses so much value. I'm not saying that's the case with new construction, but I think you gain a lot of value if you go buy a home that's maybe under 5 years old, because a lot of times the seller has already done a lot of the things that you would have wanted to do yourself.
No, you're 100% right. In fact, as you know, we built our house not that long ago, and it's amazing what you think you get in the house, and you get all the options you want, and it's the layout you want and all that, but the things you have to add, you're only in the house, we're in the house in a few months, and we're already talking about what has to be changed, what has to be done, what we're going to add to the house. And you're right, if you can find one that is 3 to 5, 6 years out, they've done the upgrades, the house is in still great shape. No, it's going nowhere, and you're going to end up, like you said, it's a lot like driving a car off of a lot. They've eaten that initial cost in it, as well as they've done all the upgrades that you're most likely going to want to do to the house too. So if you can find it, that's definitely the right buy to go with.
Yeah, and again, if you're everybody loves to build a home, pick everything they want, that's fun and exciting. But I would just say, really work with your lender, your real estate agent, get advice on the improvements you should make before you over improve and don't make a dime. Rick and I have done that as well, and that's no fun. So definitely do your homework, talk with different people on your team. That's why you need a great lender like Dustin Vlasic with Golden Oak Lending. How can people reach you, Dustin?
They can reach me direct on my – well, so we'll start with our cell phone, 314-805-8539. You can reach me on that weekends, during the day. Generally, that's a good number. Or direct at work, 314-590-6815.
Well, thanks so much for everything you do. You can pick up a copy of the new edition of the Tracy Ellis Magazine out in stores this weekend, and Dustin's information is in there as well. Or visit TracyEllis.com. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined with the lovely Sandy Miller from Fox 2 News. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, you've had some busy weather days lately and news days.
Glenn Zimmerman, who's our new chief meteorologist since Dave retired, is just, he's laughing at me. The things you guys don't see when we go to commercial break, or, you know, that go into a story that's, you know, on tape. But he says that the look on my face recently when he's been talking about the cold weather, he goes, Sandy, you look like you could just reach out and strangle me. I was like, you know, I'm kind of feeling like I could.
But, exactly.
Yeah, he was talking this week about, more snow. And I guess I just looked at him and just shook my head. He goes, you just look so disappointed in me. I said, I know that you're only the messenger, but boy, I'm sure it's not just me, but this has been a long winter.
It has, and I'm just thinking, is it over yet? Like,
it's
come on.
Not.
It started early, and it's going late, I think.
That's the thing.
March is just, like, dragging its feet.
And I know we talked about it before, but congratulations on being number one.
Oh, thank you so
much.
That's
so awesome and deserved.
Thank you. The entire station did really well, but we were just so excited to be number one at 6 and 10 in our key demos. So thank you to all of our viewers out there, because, of course, it's, you know, they have a choice of who to tune into. So we sure appreciate the fact they tune in to us.
Absolutely. I have to just remind everybody, if you don't appreciate our news here and watching Sandy on the news, go out of town, and come back, and then we'll have a conversation. Yeah. I can tell you for sure.
Thank
there's,
you.
All
it's
news
so
is
funny.
Not created equal.
Well, you know, one of the funny things is, and I know I'm going to hit home to a couple of listeners out there, but sometimes we get confused with Fox News, the right. national network, and not everyone agrees with Fox News and how they do news. That's not us. You know, we are local. We're not affiliated with the national news organization. So we are local, and as a matter of fact, Fox 2 is hyper-local, and, you know, we try to provide well-balanced stories out there and look at both sides and try to just provide the facts. So if you're one of those, oh, don't want to give them a try because they're Fox News, we're not that Fox News.
I have to have Rick say it.
Uh-oh. Well,
you
should see the look on his face right now.
You're going to say it.
I am not going to say it. No.
When you said Fox News, Rick and I drive around. It's no, it's a
Be
compliment
nice.
To him. But there's someone
Chris,
on the station.
Chris Renee,
and we'll be driving down the road, and all of a sudden Rick will bust out with Stuart.
Nope.
Rick!
I'll just say Fox 2 News.
No, that's not how he
In
does
Chris
it.
In Chris Renee style.
I can't even say it how Rick does it, but he'll be like, Fox, Stuart. He's like, he has a special way of delivering it.
He's passionate about his job, so, and
cute.
His delivery.
That's
so.
A hard we'll delivery there.
But what message? We'll just be driving down the road, and all of a sudden he's like, Fox 2 News.
Hey, I like that you're thinking about us. That's all that really matters,
that's
Rick.
That's right. Dedicated viewer.
That's
but,
right.
What does that say about me?
Yeah. But what's new?
Oh, I want to talk about a couple of businesses today for C&D Spotlight. But before I get into this new, really cool business for all you gentlemen out there, I just want to mention Bellman, our friends up in Troy, Missouri. Those guys do such a phenomenal job out there. And we always talk about the new cars that they have. And we think of them as a great place for your new Buick or GMC or Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or your Ram truck. I love my Ram truck. But you might not realize that they are a fantastic place for pre-owned vehicles as well. I mean, on an average basis, they have over 150 top-quality pre-owned vehicles in stock. And I know both of my boys have gone up and bought used vehicles from them. You know, they're young. They don't have a very big budget. And so they go up there, take a look at some of the pre-owned vehicles. And both of them have purchased and not had 1 ounce of trouble in their price range. Because, you know, sometimes you get down there and you just can't afford a lot and you get these lemons. But the great thing about Bellman is that, you know, they go through their vehicles. They have quality vehicles in their pre-owned lots or in their pre-owned inventory. And, you know, their staff members are fantastic as far as service as well. But they make sure that if you drive off the lot that you're getting a good vehicle no matter what your budget is. And they have them, you know, as far as late model trucks, SUVs, they have economy cars, starter cars like my guys got, up to luxury vehicles and big trucks. And you know what? A lot of their pre-owned vehicles also have lifetime warranties at no extra charge. So, you know, you get that warranty that you would get with a new vehicle with some of these great quality used vehicles. So it's definitely a place to check out if you're in the new car. You know, if you're looking for a new car or if you're looking for a used car. So check them out. Again, Bellman up in Troy, Missouri.
I have to tell you, and Sandy has talked about it so many times on the show, and I have not, like, realized to the level what she was talking about until it happened to me this week. She's talked about their concierge service.
Oh, yes.
And, testimony coming up.
Yes. And I messaged Dan Bellman and was like, oh my God, this is phenomenal. Sandy said it was great, but I had no idea how great it was until I experienced it. So Rick and I bought a vehicle from Bellman in the past year because Sandy has told us so many great things about them, and they were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They actually went to, I think, Georgia to get it for us.
Yep.
Drove there, flew there, and then drove it back, which was incredible. But, you know, it's so hard with, it sounds stupid, I'm embarrassed to say, but when you're working all the time, like my vehicle, the oil light had been on, I knew the tires needed rotated, and I'm like, I can't even find a minute to just stop and take the vehicle to get repaired, which is really pathetic and sad, and I was embarrassed to even say that to them, but they called me.
We've had a lot going on, though.
And they're like, Tracy, you know, your vehicle. I'm like, I know, but I just can't get a minute to stop and get it there. And they're like, you don't have to. We have the concierge program. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Sandy talks about that all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we'll take care of it. Like, you don't need to do anything. We'll come to your house. We'll pick it up. And I'm like, well, I got to have a vehicle. Well, we'll bring you a vehicle. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to go to work. So I'm not going to be back here when you bring mine back. No problem. We'll just come to your office, wherever it's at. We'll switch the vehicles out. I didn't even see them. They just came, dropped off my keys, took their keys, took the vehicle. It was like $20-something, and it was washed, vacuumed.
That's the thing.
My God.
It's worth that.
I paid that
car back detail.
Yeah, you pay more than that just for a car wash.
Yeah, just for the detail of it. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, my God. It's phenomenal. And, you know, and then I didn't have to mess with a bunch of paperwork. I simply texted them a copy of my driver's license, insurance card. I did nothing. It was incredible. And I got more done to my vehicle than I even planned. And I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Because our other vehicle we purchased at a dealership, their thing was, when you come here, we'll always give you a vehicle. And I was like, done. Like, that's what I need. I could never get the vehicle.
Never happened.
Because
right.
every time I went, oh, they're all checked out. But
you, and you still had to go there.
Yeah, and right. I had to go
which
there.
Which was my issue, too. Well, you guys, there's a lot of people out there like us. And it's not silly. Our schedules are crazy. I work, you know, all night long.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
And all day.
I know. And then all day. So, and you guys, there's a lot of people out there that kind of have our crazy schedules. You guys are like that too. When you need to show houses, you need to show houses.
Yeah.
And it's all times of the day, plus all of the radio, plus everything else. It's just really tough. But that concierge service is a life changer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. If you're not buying one from Bellman, you should be. I'm like, it doesn't matter where they're located because they
right.
come to you and
right.
they take care of everything. And they're only like 15 minutes from St. Charles.
But yeah, from
O'Fallon
70
area.
Right there. Super. I mean, it is not that far out of the way. I think
no.
people think, oh, Troy, Missouri.
It's
but
right
it's
right off the highway.
Right. They have two big lots. They have, you know, like I said, the staff member and just the customer service is amazing. So check them out if you're looking for a new or a quality used car. The other company that I want to talk about today, you guys, kind of for all my guy friends out there, it's called The Shop Barber and Bar. Have you guys
wow,
heard of it?
I have not.
Okay, this is super cool. This is
I
super
like it
cool.
Already.
So, you know, and it's funny because when my boys were young, I remember taking Cole, my oldest, for his very first ever haircut when he was a little boy, and I took him to the local barber shop
right.
yeah.
in Winslow,
yep.
Missouri. I don't even know if it's still there, but I mean, it was a barber shop with the little,
right.
you know,
aww.
What's
spinning,
the little spinning thing
sign.
Outside?
Yeah.
And it was
funny.
A guy's, you know, it was great. Well, this is that kind of concept, except for they also have a bar.
How cool.
So you go in, you get a haircut, you get a hot shave, you get a beard trim, you get, you know,
you're
the
drunk.
Whole works. No, but you can have. Well, I mean, I don't, I, you could,
you
I guess.
You have to have
but,
some pretty long hair
but,
to get drunk
no.
during a haircut.
No, but besides all of that, it's, there's like this classy bar environment.
Cool.
So you can get like a whiskey or, you know, a beer, and it's craft beers, craft whiskeys, all from local places that they have right there available while you're waiting to get your hair cut. It's at the Meadows there in Lake St. Louis.
How cool. Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing. It's great. You can go with your, you know, lovely wife or girlfriend or whatever, let
yeah.
them go shopping. You go to the barber shop and
very smart
have,
of them.
Right.
Come
have,
out looking handsome after she's
exactly.
done shopping.
A little buzz.
Who knows
you're
what
good
happens.
To go.
But
yeah.
check this out. They also have a pool table in there. So while you're waiting,
oh
you can
gosh.
Have, a, you know, a beer and then
play, a little,
play a little game of pool and then get, you know, a shave and a nice haircut. So
we'll have some hot, happy men.
Exactly. What's better than that? You know, and they do all of that. So they do the regular cuts. They do the beard trims. They do the hot shaves. They do the head shaves. They do the hot towel service. They do wax. Saying, guys, you know who you are. If you need your brows, ears, nose, any
that.
Of that, just go in there, get it done.
Nobody
it's
has
all,
to know.
Nobody has to know. The guys are used to it. But I love the concept of it. And they have some products in there, too, from the Beardly Man. And they have, you know, the beard oils and balms.
Oh, yeah,
all those
yeah.
things
right.
are super hot right now, and beards are super in style right now. So they have everything in there that you can ever need to take care of that. And then again, their craft beers from like Four Hands and Urban Chestnut are all in stock there. And those are all local breweries.
Mm-hmm.
And then craft whiskeys and other drinks, you know, vodkas, all of that sort of thing. So it just sounds like a great place to hang out.
Phenomenal.
I know. Isn't that awesome? And they do kids' haircuts and stuff too. But, you know, you're so used to like the sports clips and the great clips, you know, all those chains. And it's like, this is locally owned. The guy started in his house and it was hilarious when we were talking to him. He's like, my wife was ready for me to get out of there.
I'm like, I bet she was. Get these men out of my house.
Right. But right there at the Meadows of Lake St. Louis. So super convenient. If you mention that you heard this on C&D Spotlight, heard about them, you'll get $5 off your first visit. And he says the first round is on him. So Justin Gray is the owner. He's a great guy. Go get a free drink, $5 off of whatever service that you might need. Again, they're open Monday through Saturday. You can get their hours and all that either on my Facebook page, C&D Spotlight, or you can go to their website. That website is theshopbarberandbar.com, theshopbarberandbar.com. You can also find them on Facebook. They have an Instagram, Twitter, so you'll want to follow them once you find them. And I'll have all this information on C&D Spotlight. But how cool is that?
That sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah. And if you are a small business who would love your business spotlighted, you definitely need to reach out to Sandy Miller at Sandy Spotlight on Facebook. Sandy's looking for local small businesses to highlight here on the show. If you can't tell, she is very passionate about the businesses that she checks out and loves in our area. So go to Facebook, click on Sandy Spotlight, like her page and follow it. Give her a message if you would like to have her highlight your business here on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And a quick mention again for the barbershop. They also give a deal to first responders and veterans. And I love that idea.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Idea.
So check them out. A great little new shop out there.
Awesome. And thanks again, Bellman, for the awesome job you did. You know, Rick and Sandy and I think you guys are phenomenal. So thanks. We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, Rick, our event's coming up with a couple fabulous businesses in the area.
That's right. It approaches very, very quickly. And that's the great thing about Paul Gattner is he's a perfect fit for our group. And really, when you think about, you know, lawyers that fit, you know, your needs and fit your character, Paul is one of those ones that stands out for us.
He is. We're talking about aging with purpose. You know, Paul Gantner with Amon, Gantner, and Capriano, your estate matters. You know, Paul, you host events on a regular basis all the time about estate planning. So we're just excited to get you to join us and you facilitate this to be able to use your knowledge to educate people about what is estate planning and all the things they need to do. So again, we're doing three events. The first one is going to be this Tuesday, March 12th. It's not too late to RSVP. You can do that by calling Angie at 314-853-4557. And again, it's Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at Integrity Title. The address is 6th City Place, Suite 150. We're going to have a second event on Thursday evening or afternoon, I apologize, March 14th from 2:30 to 4, and that's going to be at The Point at Baldwin Commons. The address is 1 Baldwin Commons Circle, and you, again, just call Angie at 314-853-4557. If you want to come out and learn more about it, we'll have another event coming up in April as well, but right now, just think about Tuesday and Thursday of this upcoming week. If you'd like to come, it's not going to cost you anything to get some information, and Paul, what are you going to be talking about that day?
Yeah, and I love the opportunity to do things like this, Rick and Tracy. So thank you very much for including me in this panel, and we'll have PNC Bank there. And we're going to be discussing all sorts of issues that come about for estate planning. It's a great venue if you have a plan and you just haven't pulled it off the shelf in a long time and it's dusty, or you have a specific question. For instance, I had a friend that texted me last night and actually was kind of asking questions. He said, hey, you do trusts, right? And I said, well, sure, that's a big part of what we do in estate planning. And he said, well, I need to put my property, my real estate, in a trust. And I said, okay, it's probably something we can help with. I usually recommend you come to a workshop first so you can kind of get all of the ideas of planning and reasons you would plan and reasons that you wouldn't plan. Does that sound? I sent him the dates and he said, well, I don't know if I can make those dates. Can I just, get started? Really, I just want to have a trust set up for my real estate. What would that look like? And so I inquired a little bit more. It's a friend, so we're just texting throughout the night, and he says, well, I put the real estate as collateral on a loan for my business, and I'm not sure that I want that to be potentially taken should this loan ever default. So I'd like to transfer it to sort of an asset protection trust. And I said to him, you know, I'd whoever you decide to use, I'd be sure to talk to them about whether that's a transfer and fraud of creditors' rights, because usually you can't transfer property even to a valid asset protection trust and keep your property safe from current obligations. Even if you haven't currently defaulted on that note, you would just be transferring that property subject to that obligation. And so it might not accomplish what you want. And so he said, thanks for the information, and he's going to look a little bit more into it. But I just think that's a really good example of the types of things that we can talk about, of situations that come up all the time. And maybe you heard your neighbor did this, or you Googled that, and you think, I need this tool. You know, I need a nail because I am a hammer. And it might be a little bit more difficult than that. It might be easier than that. I might have saved him a few thousand dollars of not setting up a plan that wouldn't have done what he accomplished, what he wanted to accomplish. So this venue is perfect for that, and I hope to see a big crowd like you know, to have those questions.
Yeah, we still have seats available, so definitely call and reserve your seat right now. And like you said, I mean, a lot of times things look different at 10,000-foot level than a 1,000-foot level. So you really got to, you know, on the surface it might look like a good idea, but you really need to dig deeper into it to find out if it's the right fit for you.
Exactly, and I don't know things about real estate that you guys will be there answering questions for, and neither of us are equipped to answer the specifics about how the bank's going to look at right. a specific situation, or how loans work, or, you know, what if I need to sell my house and I want to buy a new house, but my house hasn't sold yet? How are we going to work that situation out? Great question. I can't wait to hear the answer from PNC. and I hope that people come, you know, for questions like that too. It's just a great venue, and we'll have some chances to answer questions from the audience, and I think it'll be a great thing.
It will be a great event, and we're really excited that our friend Asher Ben-Ruby, also known as Smash, will be there moderating for us.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
He'll add a whole new level of excitement to it, so I can't wait for you to meet him in person, because Smash is hilarious. And mm-hmm. he's like, hey, I sent Logan some younger photos and some older ones because, you know, they can see how I've aged through the years. So he's a character. So if you'd like to come out, hear Smash moderate the event. And he's a great guy and hilarious.
Guy.
So that should be a fun time just in itself. But, you know, estate planning is something that people just don't. I think they just get so busy. Life's so busy. I mean, Rick and I are like running 5 million different directions, as I know you are. Right. And it's such a shame that until something happens,
right.
people just don't deal with it, which is really kind of crazy, because it's probably the most important thing you could be doing to prepare.
Absolutely. And a lot of time we always have something that's kind of front of mind. And I know how that works too, because it's funny. We talk about what subject we might want to talk about this week on the show. And I always have a story that happened in the last couple of days that is right on point. And so, you know, everybody's got something that's currently going on. And the idea of coming to an event before deciding, hey, I want to go sit down across the table from this scary lawyer or this scary real estate agent or this scary banker is use that as an opportunity to kind of get your questions answered. Come in there armed. Come into these situations armed with knowledge beyond what you know to Google. And it's really a great venue for that. So I'm excited.
And Paul is not scary at all.
Not at all.
He's very down to earth. And Logan, I know, how long have you worked with Paul?
Yeah, I actually started working with Eamon Gantner and Capriano in April of 2013. So it's coming up on 6 years now.
You had to start there when you were a kid. You already look young.
Right after I graduated college, I found they actually listed the job on Craigslist. So it was,
really?
I had to go make sure that wasn't a front for something else. And
I know, that's legitimate. What I was like shocked. Craigslist attorneys.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. Did you know whenever you applied for that was going to be the job that you would get?
No, the job's kind of transformed. And a lot of, in recent years, it's doing a lot of these events and event planning. last year we did over 130 events in total, and this year it's going to be closer to 140 events. And,
Wow. You know,
we put these on for the St. Louis area just to educate the seniors who do want that free information. And one thing Paul and I were joking about on the way over is that, you know, it never seems like you have enough time, but we all have the same amount of time in a day. And we were joking because I had just finished binge watching a show on Netflix, and we did a little bit of
the show. Well, don't let it go.
It was New Girl. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be originally. And I did the math, and I watched, I guess, 2 days worth of New Girl.
Game of Thrones, or something, you know. Breaking Bad, and he says New Girl.
If you choose Game of Thrones and you're excited about the new season, then you're spending more than 2 days. You're looking at a week of your life.
Oh, you're not kidding.
You're probably a month of your life.
Yeah. So with these workshops, I mean, we're asking for just 90 minutes. You know, skip the next Game of Thrones episode and come learn something that could save you some time and save you some money.
Thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. I know I've told the story before. My grandma and grandpa were in a facility toward the end of their life, and they thought they had just updated their plan not too long ago, hadn't been looking for anything, but I just got accredited by the VA and found that they could qualify for this veterans benefit, and I applied for and made a few changes to their plan, which, by the way, it had actually been 16 years since they'd looked at it, and that might seem like a long way, but that's only 2003 from now, so a lot of people haven't looked at it since then. It wound up being a $140,000 decision to look into their plan.
Wow. And that's huge. I mean, people think, oh, when they hear attorney, they think costly money. But I'm telling you, it's a minimal fee compared to the savings that you're going to save them and the preparation and all of the time and effort it's going to take their family to deal with everything when something happens.
Absolutely. And again, this is free is the best price, too, and education. I'm one that just kind of starts collecting information and knowledge, and it's such a great way to become armed yourself.
Free is always good.
Yes.
People like free. Again, we're talking with Paul Gantner with Ammon Gantner and Capriano, Your Estate Matters, located in Sunset Hills. Again, we have three upcoming events with them for Aging with Purpose, just wanting to educate people listening. If you are a pastor at a church, this would be a great opportunity to let your congregation know if they're interested. It's a free workshop. They can come out, learn information about planning their estate. Again, the first event is this Tuesday, March 12th, from 5:30 to 7 at Integrity Title at 6 City Place, Suite 150. You can call Angie at 314-853-4557. The next event is Thursday, March 14th, from 2:30 to 4. So if evenings don't work for you, you can come in the afternoon. That is at the Point at Baldwin Commons, number 1 Baldwin Commons Circle. Again, just call Angie at 314-853-4557. We'll have another event April 25th from 5:30 to 7 at the Sunset Hills Community Center right there off South Lindbergh. We'll be joined with PNC Bank. They'll be educating everyone about different loan programs, maybe doing a cash out refi, different things that they can help people with if they're doing some modifications with their estate planning. And, of course, Paul will be educating everybody on different things that come to light when you're dealing with a tragedy such as a loved one passing away or maybe having to go into a senior living community. A lot of people get confused about how their home should be deeded, and they think, you know, doing it themselves with a quitclaim deed is going to solve everything. That is not always the case.
Oh, yeah, the magic weapon, the quitclaim deed. That's right.
I've heard that. I get those calls all the time. Hey, I just need you to help me do a quitclaim deed so I can leave it to my kids. I'm like, it doesn't really work like that.
Exactly.
There's a lot that goes into that, especially time limits and different things that come into play. And again, I know so many family members that as they were aging, and that's why you need someone like Paul to help you, is if you don't do things right and at the right time limits and time frames, there's so much that can come back and backfire on you and hurt you and cost you a lot of money. So just come out and join us. And if you can't make those dates, you need to reach out to Paul. They have workshops year-round. How can people reach you?
The easiest way to reach us, if you're a phone person, 314-966-9966. 314-966-8077. Again, 314-966-8077. If you prefer internet and researching that way, www.yourestatematters.com. Again, that's yourestatematters.com, and you can reserve a spot to this workshop on the site, as well as any future workshops, and get a wealth of information there also.
You can also pick up a copy of the Tracy Ellis Magazine, the new editions out on store shelves now. This flyer for our events is in the magazine, so all the information is there as well. So I hope you'll pick up a copy, call, come out and see us, meet Asher Ben Ruby, also known as Smash. So
and Logan, don't forget Logan.
Oh, don't forget Logan.
This
will be the best money you never spent.
Amen. Right. We'll be back in a moment, the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, we wanted to talk about some of our great new listings coming on the market. Showing start on this new listing in about a week at 150 Homestead Ridge, located in the Defiance area, listed for $1,199,000. This is a stunning 1.5-story home, about 30 acres, about 5,900 finished square feet. This has a guest house on the property as well. And I have to tell you, probably one of the nicest homes I've been in at this price point with this much land, as far as every bedroom is like a master suite. I'm talking every bedroom has the sunken tub, the walk-in closets, hardwood floors. So all four bedrooms are master suites. You have the master on the main level, three upstairs, six bathrooms, just a stunning luxury estate with a 2-acre lake, stables, a pasture, gorgeous views. So this is just an incredible property. We can't wait for everyone to see it. We're working on the photos actually next week. And again, that is going to be 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance, 1.5-story, over 30 acres with a 3-car garage, 2 fireplaces, and a guest house that they actually make a great amount of money on renting that for a B&B. So just a great opportunity there.
I think one of the things that stood out to me, a couple things about that home, Tracy, is the beautiful views. Whether you're looking out the front door or the back door, it's got beautiful views that you just don't see everywhere. And I love the fact that some of those, at least two of the bedrooms have walkout balconies on the upper level. So it is quite a unique floor plan and a beautiful home. We also have 42 Windcastle Place in St. Charles, and this is listed at $1,200,000. This is a beautiful custom 1.5-story home, 4 bedrooms, 7 baths. It's over 5,155 square feet. And it sits on 0.8 acres. You're going to notice the beautiful detailed wood trim when you walk in this home. It's full brick. I mean, all over the place, all over the house, sprawling. Custom 1.5-story home. It was built by a builder as his own personal home. And then a second owner who bought the house was also a builder. So you can imagine all the custom work, such as the newly finished walkout lower level with a very unique bar. It has a theater room and a wine room. The lower level has an amazing workshop and enclosed storage for yard equipment or storm cellar if you want to hide out in there, surrounded by concrete, not to mention 3 lower-level walkouts. You also love the oversized 4-car garage, and it has its own staircase to the lower-level workshop, so no mess bringing stuff in and out of the house. Very private level lot, 2 patios with concrete-covered deck to entertain your clients or your guests. The home has over 7,000 square feet finished, an additional 1,000 square feet unfinished, so plenty of storage. So this is a must-see, 42 Windcastle Place in St. Charles, listed at $1,200,000.
This is such a great deal at 900 South Hanley Road, Unit 4B in Clayton for $2,049. If you are looking for incredible views of the Clayton skyline, you can walk to local shops and restaurants and have a doorman 24/7 for security. This is a great buy. Open and bright unit, beautiful views through your wall of windows, overlooking the trees in a park-like setting. It has been beautifully updated in the kitchen, the bathrooms. There's fresh paint throughout the home, crown molding, new lighting fixtures and appliances. All of the rooms are large and spacious and have plenty of closet space and cabinet storage. storage as well. There's even individual room temperature control. This is a well-maintained building featuring garage parking, storage units for each condo, heated pool, garden cellar, I can't talk today, a garden setting, new elevators, a workout room with all new equipment. There's even a pet dog area for your pets. Just an incredible unit, shows so well. And what's really cool about this unit, it's one of the few that have their own private laundry area, and the washer and dryer are being left. And again, for $204,900 in a secure building right there in Clayton. That's 900 South Hanley Road, unit number 4B. And again, just a very unique unit having that private laundry.
Getting a lot of calls on that one.
We are.
We also have 1876 Spring Mill Creek, and this is in St. Charles. And it's listed at $925,000. It's a great price for this beautiful one-and-a-half-story home. It's an executive-style home in a gated community. It's a prestigious Fisher & Fritchell home. Has everything you desire with over 7,000 square feet of living space. It's a Chesapeake brick and stone, one-and-a-half-story model, three-car side-entry garage, and includes six bedrooms, four-and-a-half baths, three fireplaces, and a finished lower level with walkout. And not to mention, it sits on a little over a half-acre lot. So this is a great deal on this home, 1876 Spring Mill Creek in St. Charles, listed at $925,000.
If you're a builder looking to build, we have a great location for you in Union. We have seven lots available in Ivy Estates at $199,900. This is a great opportunity. It's 5.3 acres. There's a lake right there in the subdivision. The streets are not in yet. But again, lake access, you could have six half-acre lots. There's another lot that's about an acre. So it's a great opportunity. Again, it's a total of 5.3 acres, $199,900 lake access in a great location right there in Union. The great thing about this is there's an elementary school right across the street and another property that we're selling right next to it that's over 30 acres. That is actually a horse facility for equestrian horses, and this is a huge opportunity as well. If you are looking for investment property, this is $999,900, and again, over 32 acres. This was a premier Arabian horse sporting facility, unique pine tongue and groove barn house, European style. There's also two residential homes included in this, each on almost an acre. Right now, they're currently rented out, so it's a great investment opportunity if you're looking for investment property along with this horse property, which again, this has nine lush pastures. Each are 3 to 5 acres, fenced and cross-fenced. There's an indoor arena, and again, the barn house. So much going on at this property. You'd have to check it out. There are three railwood fencing. They have two run-in sheds, the indoor arena, eight pastures with dry lots and electric fencing. The indoor arena is climate controlled. There's a viewing lounge, just a lot at this property, including 14 stalls, a large tack and feed room, several buildings. Again, $999,000. 32 acres and two residential properties, and that is 1556, 58, and 60 Clearview in Union.
We also have a beautiful horse property here in 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka. This is listed at $1,299,000. This is in the Rockwood School District. It's a beautiful brick and stone one-story home. An incredible opportunity to own this home. It sits on over 4 acres. It has a beautiful pasture, over 2 acres. The beautiful circle drive, the minute you pull up to the property, you'll notice attention to all the detail. There's a beautiful 5-stall horse barn in the back that also has all the amenities that go with it, including the washroom, a loft, tack room, heating and air conditioning. There's 2 master suites on this home. It's just a beautiful home, has three laundry rooms, 3 fireplaces, 3 lower level walkouts, 3 staircases, zoned heating and cooling, water softener, et cetera, et cetera. The barn is incredible. It also has a riding arena and, again, a 2-acre pasture for your horses. Also want to mention it does have a beautiful in-ground swimming pool. So it's a beautiful setting. When they call the place 2582 Sunrise, it's for a reason. Great views in Eureka. This home is listed at $1,299,000.
And that property is going to be open this Sunday from 1 to 3. So again, 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka will be open Sunday 1 to 3. That has only been open one time during first showings. So you should definitely check out that house if you are looking for a beautiful horse property and a gorgeous house, again, in-ground pool and a barn, so check that out for sure. 1103 Highland Point Drive in Town and Country. Wow, what a gorgeous property this is. This house is actually the home on the cover of our current edition of the magazine. We had it open for first day showings about 2 weeks ago. The property went under contract as soon as we held it open because it is incredible.
It's incredible. It's
listed
amazing.
For $2,750,000. Unfortunately, the buyer's financing fell through. Within a few days of it going under contract, it was back on. So it could be a great opportunity for you. This home was designed by a famous designer and a prominent builder in the area. What they did was they basically, and again, you'll find the story in the magazine, but they took all of the features and things they love and wish people would have done when they were building and designing their home, and they created it in this property. This house is 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms. It's a 1.25-acre lot right there in the heart of Town and Country. Finished walkout lower level, full brick home, approximately 10,000 finished square feet, 2 laundry rooms, a second steam room, a billiards room, an exercise room, 7 fireplaces. Nettie White did the kitchen with a complete makeover. There's a 4-car garage, so you got to check out 1103 Highland Point Drive. Pick up a copy of our magazine to learn more about it.
This home is priced to sell. It's 12824 Ledoux Road. It's listed at $650,000. It's a beautiful executive-style 1.5-story home, 5 bedrooms, 5 baths, 3,744 square feet, and it's right off Ledoux Road. And the lot is 1 acre. It's a beautiful home on the property. Backs to a lot of trees. It has a beautiful in-ground swimming pool. Again, prime location. There is a beautiful detailed crown molding throughout the main level and the second level. Master bedroom has a large walk-in closet. And this is property is really priced to sell. It's got a nice circle driveway. The backyard is absolutely an oasis for this spring and summertime with the in-ground pool. So that's 12824 Ledoux Road. Come check it out. Listed at $650,000.
951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,800,000 on 3 acres in a gated community called Norrington. This is 6 beds, 7 bathrooms, almost 10,000 finished square feet, 4-car garage, finished walkout lower level. Again, this is a dream home in a gated community, along with 12765 Zachary's Ridge in Sunset Hills, listed for $1,099,999. This is a beautiful home, custom floor plan, 2 master suites on the main level, 7 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms, finished walkout lower level, and it has in a great location, a huge acre lot with an in-ground pool. You can visit TracyEllis.com to see all of our listings. We are actively looking for more listings to be featured here in our weekly radio shows on 97.1 and 590 and in the Tracy Ellis magazine. Pick up a new copy when you're out and about this weekend. The new issue is on shelves. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com or reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com. If you want to look for houses, you can also go to rickandtracyellis.com.
Sorry, Rick.
Sorry.
You can always visit our websites or call us direct. Have a great weekend.